Chapter 23. Think of other ways to manage than that. Apostrophe apostrophe, Piketty fell into a conjectural look, but could not guess. The way of marriage, apostrophe said Ethelberta. Otherwise perhaps the poetess may live to become what Dryden called himself when he got old, and pour a rent charge on Providence. Dot 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 yes, I must try that way, apostrophe she continued, with a sarcasm towards people out of hearing. I must buy a earage for one thing, and a aeronetage, and a house of commons, and a gentry, and learn what people are about me. I must go to doctors' commons, and read up wills of the parents of any likely Gudgeons I may know. I must get a herald, to invent an escutcheon of my family, and throw a genealogical tree into the bargain in consideration of my taking a few second-hand heirlooms of a pawnbroking friend of his. I must get up sham ancestors, and find out some notorious name to start my pedigree from. It does not matter what his character was, either villain or martyr will do, provided that he lived 500 years ago. It would be considered far more creditable to make good my descent from Satan in the age when he went to and fro on the earth than from a ministering angel under Victoria. Apostrophe apostrophe, but, Berta, you are not going to marry any stranger who may turn up? Apostrophe apostrophe said Piketty, who had creeping sensations of dread when Ethelberta talked like this. I had no such intention. But, having once put my hand to the plow, how shall I turn back? Apostrophe apostrophe, you might marry Mr. Ladywell, apostrophe said Piketty, who preferred to look at things in the concrete. Yes, marry him villainously, in cold blood, without a moment to prepare himself. Apostrophe apostrophe, ah, you won't. Apostrophe apostrophe, I am not so sure about that. I have brought mother and the children to town against her judgment, and against my father's. They gave way to my opinion, as to one who from superior education has larger knowledge of the world than they. I must prove my promises, even if heaven should fall upon me for it, or what a miserable future will theirs be. We must not be poor in London. Poverty in the country is a sadness, but poverty in town is a horror. There is something not without grandeur in the thought of starvation on an open mountain or in a wide wood, and your bones lying there to bleach in the pure sun and rain, but a back garret in a rookery, and the other starvers in the room insisting on keeping the window shut anything to deliver us from that. Apostrophe apostrophe, how gloomy you can be, Berta. It will never be so dreadful. Why, I can take in plain sewing, and you can do translations, and mother can knit stockings, and so on. How much longer will this house be yours? Apostrophe apostrophe, 2 years. If I keep it longer than that, I shall have to pay rent at the rate of 300 a year. The Petherwin estate provides me with it till then, which will be the end of Lady Petherwin's term. Apostrophe apostrophe, I see it. And you ought to marry before the house is gone, if you mean to marry high, apostrophe murmured Piketty, in an inadequate voice, as one confronted by a world so tragic that any hope of her assisting there was out of the question. It was not long after this exposition of the family affairs that Christopher called upon them, but Piketty was not present, having gone to think of superhuman work on the spur of Ethelberta's awakening talk. There was something new in the way in which Ethelberta received the announcement of his name. Passion had to do with it, so had circumspection, the latter most, for the first time since their reunion. I am going to leave this part of England, apostrophe said Christopher, after a few gentle preliminaries. I was one of the applicants for the post of assistant organist at Melchester Cathedral when it became vacant, and I find I am likely to be chosen, through the interest of one of my father's friends. Apostrophe apostrophe, I congratulate you. Apostrophe apostrophe, no, Ethelberta, it is not worth that. I did not originally mean to follow this course at all, but events seemed to point to it in the absence of a better. apostrophe apostrophe, I too am compelled to follow a course I did not originally mean to take. Apostrophe apostrophe. After saying no more for a few moments, she added, in a tone of sudden openness, a richer tincture creeping up her cheek, I want to put a question to you boldly, not exactly a question, a thought. Have you considered whether the relations between us which have lately prevailed are the best for you and for me? Apostrophe apostrophe, I know what you mean, apostrophe, said Christopher, hastily anticipating all that she might be going to say, and I am glad you have given me the opportunity of speaking upon that subject. It has been very good and considerate in you to allow me to share your society so frequently as you have done since I have been in town, and to think of you as an object to exist for and strive for. But I ought to have remembered that, since you have nobody at your side to look after your interests, it behoved me to be doubly careful. In short, Ethelberta, I am not in a position to marry, nor can I discern when I shall be, and I feel it would be an injustice to ask you to be bound in any way to one lower and less talented than you. You cannot, from what you say, think it desirable that the engagement should continue. I have no right to ask you to be my betrothed without having a near prospect of making you my wife. I don't mind saying this straight out. I have no fear that you will doubt my love. Thank heaven, you know what that is well enough. However, as things are, I wish you to know that I cannot conscientiously put in a claim upon your attention. Apostrophe apostrophe. A second meaning was written in Christopher's look, though he scarcely uttered it. A woman so delicately poised upon the social globe could not in honor be asked to wait for a lover who was unable to set bounds to the waiting period. Yet he had privily dreamed of an approach to that position, an unreserved, ideally perfect declaration from Ethelberta that time and practical issues were nothing to her, that she would stand as fast without material hopes as with them, that love was to be an end with her henceforth, having utterly ceased to be a means. Therefore this surreptitious hope of his, founded on no reasonable expectation, was like a guilty thing surprised when Ethelberta answered, with a predominance of judgment over passion still greater than before. It is unspeakably generous in you to put it all before me so nicely, Christopher. I think infinitely more of you for being so unreserved, especially since I too have been thinking much on the indefiniteness of the days to come. We are not numbered among the blessed few who can afford to trifle with the time. Yet to agree to anything like a positive parting will be quite unnecessary. You did not mean that, did you? For it is harsh if you did. Apostrophe Ethelberta smiled kindly as she said this, as much as to say that she was far from really upbraiding him. Let it be only that we will see each other less. We will bear one another in mind as deeply attached friends, if not as definite lovers, and keep up friendly remembrances of a sort which, come what may, will never have to be ended by any painful process termed breaking off. Different persons, different natures, and it may be that marriage would not be the most favorable atmosphere for our old affection to prolong itself in. When do you leave London? Apostrophe apostrophe. The disconnected query seemed to be subjoined to disperse the crude effect of what had gone before. I hardly know, apostrophe murmured Christopher. I suppose I shall not call here again. Apostrophe apostrophe. Whilst they were silent, somebody entered the room softly, and they turned to discover Piketty. Come here, Piketty, apostrophe said Ethelberta. Piketty came with an abashed bearing to where the other two were standing, and looked down steadfastly. Apostrophe Mr. Julian is going away, apostrophe she continued, with determined firmness. He will not see us again for a long time. Apostrophe apostrophe. And Ethelberta added, in a lower tone, though still in the unflinching manner of one who had set herself to say a thing, and would say it, he is not to be definitely engaged to me any longer. We are not thinking of marrying, you know, Piketty. It is best that we should not. Apostrophe, perhaps it is, apostrophe said Christopher hurriedly, taking up his hat. Let me now wish you goodbye, and, of course, you will always know where I am, and how to find me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it was a tender time. He inclined forward that Ethelberta might give him her hand, which she did, whereupon their eyes met. Mastered by an impelling instinct that he had not reckoned with, Ethelberta presented her cheek. Christopher kissed it faintly. Tears were in Ethelberta's eyes now, and she was heartful of many emotions. Placing her arm round Picatee's waist, who had never lifted her eyes from the carpet, she drew the slight girl forward, and whispered quickly to him, kiss her too. She is my sister, and I am yours. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it seemed all right and natural to their respective moods, and the tone of the moment, that free old Wessex manners should prevail, and Christopher stooped and dropped upon Picatee's cheek likewise such a farewell kiss as he had imprinted upon Ethelberta's. Care for us both equally. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ethelberta. I will, apostrophe, said Christopher, scarcely knowing what he said. When he had reached the door of the room, he looked back, and saw the two sisters standing as he had left them, and equally tearful. Ethelberta at once said, in a last futile struggle against letting him go altogether, and with thoughts of her sister's heart, I think that Picatee might correspond with Faith, don't you, Mr. Julian? Apostrophe, apostrophe, my sister would much like to do so, apostrophe, said he. And you would like it too, would you not, Picatee? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh yes, apostrophe, she replied. And I can tell them all about you. Apostrophe, then it shall be so, if Miss Julian will. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she spoke in a settled way, as if something intended had been set in train. And Christopher having promised for his sister, he went out of the house with a parting smile of misgiving. He could scarcely believe as he walked along, that those late words, yet hanging in his ears, had really been spoken, that still visible scene enacted. He could not even recollect for a minute or two, how the final result had been produced. Did he himself first enter upon the long looming theme, or did she? Christopher had been so nervously alive to the urgency of setting before the heart-striving woman a clear outline of himself, his surroundings and his fears, that he fancied the main impulse to this consummation had been his, notwithstanding that a faint initiative had come from Ethelberta. All had completed itself quickly, unceremoniously, and easily. Ethelberta had let him go a second time. Yet on foregoing mornings and evenings, when contemplating the necessity of some such explanation, it had seemed that nothing less than Atlantean force could overpower their mutual gravitation towards each other. On his reaching home, Faith was not in the house, and, in the restless state which demands something to talk at, the musician went off to find her, well knowing her haunt at this time of the day. He entered the spiked and gilded gateway of the museum hard by, turned to the wing devoted to sculptures, and descended to a particular basement room, which was lined with bas-reliefs from Nineveh. The place was cool, silent, and soothing. It was empty, save of a little figure in black, that was standing with its face to the wall in an innermost nook. This spot was Faith's own temple. Here, among these deserted antiques, Faith was always happy. Christopher looked on at her for some time, before she noticed him, and dimly perceived how vastly differed her homely suit, and unstudied contour painfully unstudied to fastidious eyes from Ethelberta's well-arranged draperies, even from Picatee's clever bits of ribbon, by which she made herself look pretty out of nothing at all. Yet this negligence was his sister's essence. Without it she would have been a spoilt product. As he had no outer world, and her rusty black was as appropriate to Faith's unseen courses as were Ethelberta's correct lights and shades to her more prominent career. Look, Kit, apostrophe said Faith, as soon as she knew who was approaching. This is a thing I never learned before. This person is really Sennacherib, sitting on his throne. And these with fluted beards and hair like plow furrows, and fingers with no bones in them, are his warriors really carved at the time, you know? Only just think that this is not imagined of Assyria, but done in Assyrian times by Assyrian hands. Don't you feel as if you were actually in Nineveh? That as we now walk between these slabs, so walked Ninevites between them once? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. Dot 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 faith, it is all over. Ethelberta and I have parted. Apostrophe, indeed. And so my plan is to think of verses in the Bible about Sennacherib and his doings, which resemble these. This verse, for instance, I remember. How in the 14th year of King Hezekiah did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, and so on. Well, there it actually is, you see. There's Sennacherib, and there's Lachish. Is it not glorious to think that this is a picture done at the time of those very events? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. We did not quarrel this time, Ethelberta and one. If I may so put it, it is worse than quarreling. We felt it was no use going on any longer, and so come, faith, hear what I say, or else tell me that you won't hear, and that I may as well save my breath. Apostrophe apostrophe, yes, I will really listen, apostrophe she said, fluttering her eyelids in her concern at having been so abstracted, and excluding Sennacherib there, and then from Christopher's affairs by the first settlement of her features to a present-day aspect, and her eyes upon his face. You said you had seen Ethelberta. Yes, and what did she say? Apostrophe, was there ever anybody so provoking? Why, I have just told you. Apostrophe, yes, yes, I remember now. You have parted. The subject is too large for me to know all at once what I think of it, and you must give me time, Kit. Speaking of Ethelberta reminds me of what I have done. I just looked into the academy this morning. I thought I would surprise you by telling you about it. And what do you think I saw? Ethelberta in the picture painted by Mr. Ladywell. Apostrophe, it is never hung. Apostrophe apostrophe, said he, feeling that they were at one, as to a topic at last. Yes. And the subject is an Elizabethan knight parting from a lady of the same period, the words explaining the picture being, farewell. Thou art too dear for my possessing, and like enough thou knowest thy estimate. The lady is Ethelberta, to the shade of a hair her living face, and the knight is apostrophe, not Ladywell? Apostrophe apostrophe, I think so, I am not sure. Apostrophe apostrophe, no wonder I am dismissed. And yet she hates him. Well, come along, faith. Women allow strange liberties in these days. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.